Thank you for joining us, everyone. Today I am joined by Hillary DiPolo, and she is here to talk today about the jewelry sale that's coming up at the Denver Women's Press Club.
Yes, and I'm very excited about it. It is our 11th annual jewelry sale, and it will be on November 18th and November 19th. And November 18th is a Saturday, and we'll open bright and early at 8 in the morning, go until 4. And then on Sunday, we open at noon and go until 4.
And is this going to be jewelry from local distributors or?
No, this is all donated jewelry. It's used jewelry. And so there's always some great treasures to be found within the inventory that we get. And we get inventory from all different kinds of people and places. And so there are all different kinds of items. There are certainly earrings, bracelets, and we always have a great quantity of clip earrings. If people still wear clip earrings, this is the place to come. And necklaces and bracelets and hair adornment, shoe adornment, watches, stick pins, most everything. We always have a big religious section.
All right.
We have a great section with animals. We have another great section with hearts. So we cover all the bases.
You were talking about the clip-on earrings, and my aunt, she loves those, and she calls them the slip-ons.
Oh, really? Yes, the slip-ons.
The slip-ons. Right. So she'll wear my slip-ons. And so for her, that's because she's not a big, and I take after her, not a big jewelry person, you know? So I try to do my earrings and my necklace. So as long as I have that, I'm good. But for her, if she puts on any type of jewelry, it's like she's going someplace special. You know? So she's always like, where's my, you know? So she has her, she loves her pearls. She'll have like a, you know, they're fake, of course. So that's what I'll give her something at Christmas every year or something like that. But she will do the long pearl necklace, but she loves her slip-ons, as she calls them.
Well, you know, in terms of pearls, we always have a very large section of pearls. And this year, one of our donations is a replica of Jackie Kennedy's pearls.
Oh.
They're not real, but they're very nice. It's a three-tier strand of pearls.
Okay. And so this for me is new, is finding out about this jewelry sale. So how did this start, or how long? You said 11 years ago?
Yes. It started because the club has always been very interested in supporting young writers. And so what we do is we give scholarships. And so people were sitting around scratching their heads trying to figure out a way to raise funds for the scholarships. Two women, Jane Houston and Clay Simons, who both have a long history of journalism and creative writing in Denver, they came up with this idea to have a used jewelry sale. And so the first couple of years, they kind of dumped everything in the middle of the table and people plowed through it and stuff like that. So then I decided that, because they didn't want to do it anymore, and I thought, well, this would be a good task for me. And I was able to enlist the help of a woman who is a wonderful person in terms of merchandising and display. And so she and I took it up another notch. And so now it's 11 years, and we've been able to increase the size and the number of our scholarships. We now give 3 scholarships, and we're very proud of the amount of money that we give, and that we give it to a graduating high school senior and 2 people studying creative writing. Oftentimes, there's 1 in graduate school and 1 in undergraduate school.
And what type of qualifications do they, you know, need to have in order to be even eligible for the scholarship?
Well, the thing that's true about the scholarships is the scholarship candidates are given to us by the schools. So they go through and they pick out the most promising people, and they're what we do concentrate on giving it to young women, even though we probably wouldn't turn down a man at all because that's not cool. So, but we do concentrate on giving them to young women, and I would say in the last years that I've been doing it, they kind of break my heart. They're so fabulous. Their writing is so great. The recipients come. We have a big party in August called the Garden Party. And the scholarship recipients always come to that. And they read their work, and it's extraordinary. And they're just obviously headed towards a great career in writing.
Okay.
And, you know, so there's so much talk about the death of journalism and the death of newspapers. And as we had a speaker one time at the club who at that time was the editor of the Denver Post, and he said, newspapers might be dying, but journalism will never die. And so journalism and good journalism is a really important thing that we support in our professional writers. So that's really important to us in our mission.
To see, okay, great. And so as far as the jewelry, how do you, like, could anybody just come by and donate jewelry for this sale?
Absolutely.
Or how do you solicit donations, or how do you all do that?
We solicit donations through the membership. Most of the members have posted it too on the Nextdoor site. Some people have put it on their Facebook pages. And so we get donations from everywhere. I have one lovely woman who runs a company that helps people transition from homes into assisted livings and things like that. It's called Caring Traditions, and she's just a lovely person, and she always has jewelry left over. So once a month, she sends me a great box of jewelry. So even during when it's not jewelry season, I still get a box of jewelry from her.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great. Now, and you said it's going to be Saturday, November 18th?
Saturday, November 18th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, November 19th from noon to 4 p.m.
Okay. And is there a website that anyone can go on to look at? I know we'll be posting this online, but for anybody else.
DWPConline.org.
Okay. And then telephone number in case anybody.
So the telephone number, if people would like more information, is 303-722-8676.
Okay, and Hillary, what's the address?
Yes, the address is 1325 Logan Street. And the Denver Woman's Press Club has the great honor of being the only woman's press club in the United States with our own clubhouse. And it's a fabulous arts and crafts home that was built by the artist George Albert Burr, and who is collected by the Denver Art Museum and the Denver Public Library. And he had his home there for some years and then had to move on because of his health. And he sold it to us in 1924. And so it has been our treasure ever since. And it sits all by itself in a sea of parking lots. But we are there, and we are there for the duration.
Glad to have you in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Hillary, thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us. And
Absolutely.
I just hope great success
thank
this upcoming
you.
Weekend.
Thank you, Mindy. I appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you.